CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Think of someone you knew once. Someone whose gaze was your reflection. Someone in whose smile you will always be able to find your youth. Remember the feeling of being at the mercy of your heart. And now, think of the present. Imagine if this person, so long gone from your life, should re-enter it. What would be changed? And what would remain the same, now and forever?
Here are the keys to the boat. You must go now, quickly.
I can't leave you here.
You must. I'm safe, believe me.
We're in the middle of a jungle.
Listen, your escape has been discovered. You must go at once. I have to stay here. You must believe me when I tell you I have to stay.
Our mystery drama, A Matter of Faith, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Percy Grainger and stars Michael Wager. It is sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour allergy capsule, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One. It's a long way to Tipperary, goes the old doughboy song of World War I. And an even longer way to Rio de Janeiro. But distance, like everything else, is relative. Sometimes we can take a single step and be in another world. And sometimes we can travel thousands of miles over a dozen years and suddenly get the distinct impression that we haven't moved at all. We're at a sidewalk cafe in Rio de Janeiro. A distinguished-looking gentleman is awaiting the arrival of an old friend from the States.
Vernon McCabe.
Dr. Lemoine, how are you?
As I am. Welcome back to Rio. It's good to see you.
And you. Been a long time.
Too long. And how does our city seem after a 12-year absence?
Well, I must say I was hoping my company would send someone else.
I understand.
The last thing I wanted was to come back here.
But surely now, after all this time...
Time doesn't matter, Doctor. Not when I looked out the window of the airplane and saw the jungle. We flew right over Santa Franco. I swear I could even see the prison.
As worthy as the rebels' aims may have been, it was very unwise to get involved with them. You were lucky the soldiers didn't execute you too, along with that girl. What was her name? Carla.
Yes.
But it's been 12 years. Surely by now you've found someone else.
I haven't looked. Look, anyway, it's in the past. Carla and I were a couple of idealistic college kids. She's dead and that's it, but... Let's not talk about it.
Perhaps we should discuss the matter that has brought you back here.
Ah, you got my letter about the problem our company's been having, huh?
Yes.
Is it safe to talk here?
Of course.
Well, then you know that our company is heavily involved in the exportation of rosewood from this country.
And that several shipments have disappeared along the river somewhere between the mountain forests and the ocean.
Right, and since I wrote you, two more shipments have been lost. Entire crews of men are vanishing. And we're having trouble hiring more. Rosewood is the backbone of our import industry. Our orders are piling up. Our customers are beginning to turn elsewhere.
A critical situation.
Yes, have you been able to discover anything?
I have kept my ears open.
And?
Come. There is a certain restaurant I should like to take you to.
Not hungry yet. Can't we finish?
I think you will be most impressed by what you will find there.
Why have you brought me here?
The disappearances of your rosewood are not accidents. I have made casual inquiries, and I believe I have discovered the man who is responsible. That is why I have brought you to this restaurant. He and his mistress usually dine here when they are in town.
Ah, he doesn't live in Rio.
He has a plantation upriver, rather remote. They come to town only a few days out of each month for business and to visit friends.
Well, if you're sure this is the man, we should go to the police.
Unfortunately, it won't be that simple.
Why not?
In the first place, he's quite a secretive person. His plantation is reported to be heavily guarded, and the river, which is the only approach, is well watched.
That shouldn't matter much if we can get proof.
But then there is another problem. He is very well connected. He is, you will be sorry to hear, a former military man. A colonel. He has very powerful friends.
I see, so we can't expect much help.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Were you able to discover why he's robbing our shipments?
Isn't it a case of simple theft? Rosewood is a valuable commodity after all.
If it were, the wood should be turning up on the world market.
And it's not.
No, Rosewood isn't that large a business. It's relatively easy to track down shipments and trace them back to their point of origin.
Permit me to advance a theory. This man is a rather mysterious fellow. He left the army abruptly a number of years ago and went to Haiti, where it is rumored he lived in virtual seclusion with an adept or priest, studying the secrets of voodoo.
What does that have to do with us?
Rosewood is a sacred attribute of Legba Atibon, the chief god in the voodoo pantheon.
You think he objects to our cutting the forest?
On the contrary, he might see a splendid way to honor his gods. The Potomiton, our central column in a voodoo temple, is a pole of carved wood. The temples themselves are made of wood. Amulets, talismans, even the ritual bonfires in which the gods come to cleanse themselves. The uses for wood are infinite in the voodoo religion. And to have it available a plentiful supply of a wood the quality of rose.
Bonfires? What a waste.
Not to a believer. It is, after all, a question of belief, isn't it?
So this guy, is he supposed to have magic powers?
One never knows. As I say, it's only a theory.
Ah,
I believe I see our dinner on the way. The beef Wellington is superb here. I took the liberty of ordering it for us both yesterday. I hope you don't object.
No, not at all.
Thank you, waiter.
This colonel, has he come in yet?
No, I don't see him. It is still early, though. This wine I selected, tell me what you think of it. It is from the vineyard of a friend of mine.
Good Lord.
What?
The woman who just walked in, the one in the white gown.
My friend, what's the matter? You look positively smitten.
That's Carla.
What? Oh, no.
I tell you, that's her.
Vernon, Carla was killed 12 years ago.
But I'm sorry.
So, you still have flashes, even after all this time.
I see a woman that reminds me of her. And for an instant, she lives.
And you have to start forgetting her all over again. My only advice to you, as a medical doctor, is to enjoy your meal.
From this distance, I could swear.
It's ironic that particular woman should remind you.
Doctor, she just looked at me.
She's looking around the restaurant, obviously.
No. She looked at me. There. You see? Again. She knows me. It's her.
What are you doing?
Excuse me.
Vernon, sit down. You'll draw attention to yourself.
I've got to talk to her.
Vernon, no. Listen to me.
Carla?
Pardon? Are you speaking to me?
Carla.
I'm afraid you've made a mistake.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you. You remind me very much of someone I once knew.
Oh?
Her name was Carla.
But that's not my name.
No, no. Of course not. Forgive me.
What are you staring at?
On your neck, that birthmark.
You can see that.
You never used to try covering it up with makeup.
Go away.
What?
You're bothering me.
Don't you recognize me? Vernon McCabe.
You control yourself. Do you want to create a scene?
Why are you pretending not to know me? Are you with someone? Please give me a sign, anything. Believe me, I understand. It's been a long time.
Look, if you won't leave me alone, I'll have to call the head waiter.
Carla.
My name is not Carla. I don't know you. I have never laid eyes on you. But now people are beginning to look up. This is absolutely mortifying. Look, someone is even coming over.
Vernon, what are you doing?
Come, we have to get out of here right away.
Carla, please.
My apologies, madame. My friend is not quite himself.
Get him away from me at once, or I will call the maître d'.
I'd be most grateful if you didn't.
Doctor, I swear to you, this woman is Carla.
Will you shut up and come with me now? We've got to get away from this restaurant at once. Taxi! Get in. Hotel Isabel, Avenida Domangi. I really ought to be very upset with you. I barely had two bites at the beef Wellington. You ought to be cured of these hallucinatory seizures by now.
That was no hallucination. That woman was Carla. She even had Carla's birthmark on her neck.
Carla's been dead for 12 years.
I know, but...
She was executed, was she not?
August 18th, 1966. I'll never forget that day. That was the day the butcher of the Mato Grosso really earned his name.
Who?
That was what the rebels called the commander of the garrison at Santa Franco.
The butcher?
His real name was Valdez.
What was his first name, do you remember?
Marcos. Colonel Marcos Valdez. I've often wondered what happened to him. Sometimes I fantasize about returning here to search him out. Look, Dr. Limon, I really must get back to that restaurant and speak to that woman.
It wouldn't be advisable.
Why not?
It's what I was trying to tell you before. You remember I mentioned that the man you're after had a mistress.
Yes. You mean that woman?
Yes.
No, I don't believe it. I have to see her.
But that's not all. The man, his name is Marcos Valdez. He is none other than the man who had Carla executed.
How much do we change during the course of our lifetimes? That depends on what kind of change we're talking about. Biologically, we change a great deal. But what about the matter of change in our personalities, in our convictions, in our affections? These too can change, as we all know. But that brings us back to our original question. How much? We shall see when I return with Act Two. Backward, turn backward, O time in your flight. Make me a youth again, just for tonight. It is often observed that we remember the past to advantage. We smooth the edges and cover the cracks. Is that what Vernon McCabe is doing with his memory of Carla as an idealistic young girl? Or is it a case of mistaken identity, as Dr. Limon believes? We return where we left off. The voice of reason is arguing with the voice of the heart.
Carla? Valdez, mistress? No, it's not possible. She couldn't do such a thing.
I didn't say Carla. I said the woman in that restaurant.
That is Carla.
Why? Because of a coincidental birthmark?
No, because of the look in her eyes in the instant before I spoke. I'm convinced some part of her recognized me. The voice wasn't the same, but it's been 12 years, and the manner, Carla, with a free spirit. Just now she seemed so contained.
Really, Vernon, you are quite impossible. You told me the story yourself, how you were captured by the Federales. How Carla was executed by the very man who is now squiring that woman around. You saw her killed with your own eyes. Is this true or not?
Well, not exactly. No. No, it isn't true.
You said you watched from your cell window as she was led across the prison courtyard by a firing squad.
But I didn't actually see her killed.
What do you mean?
There was a stone wall at the far end of the courtyard. They took her to the other side. I heard the shots, but that was all.
But you told me you watched them return with her body in a small wooden cart.
Yes, but I couldn't see her face, and her dress was a prison smock. Any woman prisoner would have worn the same thing. And Valdez...
Valdez?
I remember something else. When we were captured, Valdez couldn't take his eyes off her.
Of course. An attractive woman in the jungle.
No. It was more than that. He preened himself. When we were interrogated, it was obvious he was obsessed by her.
And yet he ordered her execution.
He was compelled by his position. Don't you see? If she was only wounded, if he saw to it she was nursed back to health, well, you have to admit it is possible.
Yes, it is possible.
something is wrong. He's holding her against her will.
For 12 years? Well,
maybe he's using drugs or the voodoo you were talking about.
Don't underestimate the powers of a voodoo, my friend. It is a religion. And like all religions, it is a matter of faith.
And faith can work miracles, right? Look, I believe that the woman in the restaurant was Carla. I have got to see her again.
How?
Where are they staying?
At the Hotel Camino Real.
I'll go there first thing in the morning.
Yes, but remember who she's with. If Valdez recognized you as a revolutionary he once captured, or he should find out why you are here, I don't think he'd hesitate to have you killed.
All I know is that if that is Carla, she's in trouble. And I have got to help her.
We've been watching the entrance to the hotel for an hour now. Valdez better leave soon.
Why?
I have made an appointment for us with a Mr. Jenkins at the American Embassy for 10 o'clock this morning. He's the business and economics attaché and should be able to advise you better than I as to your legal options regarding your missing Rosewood shipment.
Barely 9. Valdez has to come out of the hotel soon.
Ah, there he is. Do you recognize him?
Not a face I could ever forget.
The woman is not with him.
As soon as he's around the corner, we'll go in.
Vernon, I have one word of caution for you. If this woman is Carla, I think you had better be prepared.
For what?
There would be several possible explanations, of course. But the least pleasant is that this woman is no longer the Carla you knew.
Excuse me.
May I help you?
You have a Marcos Valdez staying with you?
Oh, yes, but I'm afraid you just missed him.
Well, actually, I'm an old friend of the woman who's with him.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Valdez.
She's his wife?
Yes. I haven't seen her yet this morning, so she must still be upstairs. They are in penthouse suite number 3.
His wife?
Relax, my friend. Here it is still necessary to maintain certain appearances. Ah, here's the room.
Why doesn't she answer?
Perhaps Valdez has given her instructions not to.
She has got to talk to me.
What are you doing?
If she won't answer the door, I'll force it.
You can't do that.
Of course I can. Credit cards make excellent lockpicks.
This is foolish. If we are caught, we'll be arrested. And if Valdez finds out.
There. Now wait out here till I see where she is.
I can assure you I have no intention of coming in.
Doctor. Doctor, she's not here, but the desk clerk says
she must have gone out when the clerk wasn't looking. If you ask me, it's just as well. Let's get out of here.
No. I want to have a look around.
Vernon!
If I could find some proof. Look here. The closets are full of fancy dresses, shoes.
This proves nothing. What if Valdez comes back?
Doctor, look.
What is it?
On the coffee table here, this locket. It's identical to one I gave Carla.
Enough. I am putting my foot down, Vernon. I won't play along with this fantasy another minute.
All right. Take it.
What?
The locket. I want you to open it. You think I'm inventing this as we go along, maybe? You're right. So let's put it to the test. The locket I gave Carla belonged to my mother. Inside there was a scarab, carved in jade, and an inscription. To Anna, yours forever. Well, open it. Well?
You may see for yourself.
To Anna, yours forever.
It proves nothing. Valdez might easily have taken it from Carla at the time of her arrest.
Carla's alive. All these years she has been alive. Valdez is everything she despised.
There is a possible explanation.
What?
Amnesia. Huh? If she did survive the trauma of the firing squad, it's quite conceivable she might have lost all memory of her former life.
I have to wait here until she comes back.
Don't be a fool. Besides, in case you've forgotten, we have an appointment at the embassy.
Good day, gentlemen.
This is Vernon McCabe, Mr. Jenkins.
How do you do?
Oh, real fine. Please have a seat.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. McCabe, Dr. Limon has told me about the problems you've been having with your rosewood shipments.
Yes, we lease a number of large forest tracts up the coast, up the river. Recently, our flotillas have been disappearing. But what's happening to the wood, we don't know.
Well, I think I have the answer. There are strong indications that the government intends to ban all further export of rosewood in the near future.
Ban it? Why?
Oh, who knows, Mr. McCabe? Perhaps they think the forests are being depleted too rapidly, or they're angling for concessions elsewhere. The point is, if the ban goes into effect, there'll be a black market and someone will make a small fortune.
So much for your voodoo theory, Doctor.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins, what recourse do we have until this ban goes into effect?
Well, now, you suspect Marcos Valdez of being behind the thefts.
Yes.
Then there's little point in going to the police.
But
Valdez is far too powerful ever to be convicted.
Oh, but there must be something we can do.
Well, you could lodge an official protest.
Oh, where is Valdez's plantation?
It's on a tributary of the Rio Claro, about 10 miles from the junction with the main river. That's probably where your shipments are attacked.
I think my next move is to go up there and have a look for myself.
Oh, now, that's not a highly advisable move. How would you do it?
I'm not sure. But I think I may have an ally in the enemy camp.
Yes? Oh, it's you again.
Carla.
You can't come in.
I know Valdez isn't back yet. I checked at the desk downstairs.
You can't come in. I'm getting ready to go out for the evening.
You have got to let me speak to you just for a moment.
Well, we can talk here at the door.
I'm Vernon McCabe. We knew each other once. We met in school in Boston. We traveled together through South America one summer, the summer of 66. We had a friend from school, Carlos, who was involved in the political struggle here. We met up with him in Santa Franca. We decided not to go back to school. Don't you remember any of this?
No.
We were ambushed by government troops. We were taken to the garrison at Santa Franca. The commander of the garrison was Colonel Marcos Valdez.
I know Marcos has many enemies. Are you one of them?
Carla!
That is not my name.
Oh, I'm sorry, then. To whom have I the honor of speaking?
My name is Mariana.
And your last name?
I have no last name.
Where are you from?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It doesn't matter.
Why? Why are you with Valdez?
He treats me better than anyone else could.
How long have you been with him?
A long time.
And before that?
I don't know.
That locket around your neck. Where did you get it?
Is that what you're here for? Are you a thief?
Where did it come from?
Marcos. Marcos let me keep it.
What do you mean?
He chides me for my sentimentality, but he is kind enough to let me keep it.
Why? Why are you so sentimental about that locket?
I don't know. It's pretty. I like it.
Do you remember where it came from?
No.
I gave it to you.
So? It doesn't entitle you to make a pest of yourself. Now, if you will excuse me.
Firing squad.
What?
Firing squad.
What does that mean? Are you threatening
prison.
Me?
Courtyard. Cobblestone. Stone. Wall. Firing squad. The butcher of the Mato Grosso.
Stop it!
Carla, listen to me. I don't know what he's done to you, but you must come with me. I'll get you to a hospital. They can help you. You do know who I am. I can see in your expression you do. Please, come.
If you leave now, I won't tell Marcos you were here.
All right. If I've made a mistake, I'm sorry. Mariana.
Vernon, calm down. Maybe you shouldn't spend the night here at your hotel alone. Why don't you come home with me? Obviously, the woman is not your Carla.
He has got her hypnotized or on drugs. I've got to get her away from him.
But you can't just kidnap her.
Why not?
Come to my house.
No, I have to wait here. She might come.
You told her where you were staying?
Yes.
That was very unwise.
I know she recognized me.
What if she tells Valdez?
She won't. She said she wouldn't. Anyway, if I'm not mistaken, I may have struck the right note just as I was leaving. That must be her. No one else knows I'm here.
You're risking a great deal. If Valdez should find out...
Doctor, the presence of a stranger might bother her. Please, go in the other room until I've spoken to her.
All right.
Senor McCabe.
Valdez.
Ah, you know me then.
Oh, I've heard of you, of course.
I am flattered. May I come in? Mariana tells me you paid her a visit this evening.
She told you?
Of course. She does not keep any secrets from me. She says you claim you knew her once. But obviously you are mistaken.
Obviously.
So let us get to the heart of the matter.
What do you mean?
Anyone who forces himself into my hotel suite under such a pretext is of interest to me. I have a gun in my pocket, Senor McCabe. Your presence has forced a change in my plans. We are returning to my plantation tonight. And you are coming with me.
Nothing is as constant as change. Many people get into trouble trying to make time stand still, especially where the heart is concerned, for the heart is stubborn. Maybe by now, however, Vernon McCabe has seen enough to be convinced that for whatever reason, the woman he thinks is Carla is not the woman he once knew. But maybe by now, it's too late. I shall return with our concluding act in just a moment. And war, goes the familiar saying. But how often do we find that our enemy in both is the same person? If we substitute business for war, this is certainly true for Vernon McCabe and Marcos Valdez. And at the moment, Valdez seems very much in command on both fronts. Vernon McCabe is the prisoner of the one man whom in all the world he has cause to hate with a deadly passion. And as Valdez's yacht moves upriver, he fretfully paces under the watchful eye of an armed guard.
Vernon? Vernon?
What do you want?
I'm sorry. I didn't think he would do this.
Now, what did you think he would do? You gave me your word. Why did you break it?
I don't know. You frightened me. I don't know who you are. But after Marcos left to see you, I was looking at this locket, trying to remember where it came from, and my mind began to split in two. Those things you were talking about began to sound familiar, and I began to remember a whole other life.
As Carla Yemne.
As someone else. I don't know who. Marcos controls my life. He always has, for as long as I can remember. When you came up to me in the restaurant last night, I wanted to speak to you as an old friend, as something more than an old friend.
Then why did you tell Valdez where I was staying?
I told you. I had no idea he'd be so upset.
Upset? He's going to kill me.
No, he wouldn't.
No, look. Up there, on top of the deck cabin. An armed guard.
No, I'll talk to Marco.
Forget it.
I've done something terrible, haven't I?
Carla, stop pretending.
Marcos is coming.
Enjoying the night air, Senor McCabe.
What do you think?
Mariana, it is time you went below to your room.
Yes, Marcos. Good night.
She is very beautiful, is she not? Do you know, Senor McCabe, why I have brought you with me?
Of course. A gunshot in the city would have attracted too much attention.
A sense of humor, huh? I am curious to know how you found out it was I who am pirating your company's shipments of rosewood. You know, I can't help thinking we have met before.
Yeah?
You look very familiar to me. And I can see you have had an effect on Mariana. You knew her, did you not? Tell me how. How did you know her?
Why don't you tell me what you've done to her, Valdez? What have you done to Carla?
Carla?
So it is Carla, isn't it?
Now I remember where we have met before. The prison at Santo Franco. You were the man who was with her.
We are almost to the plantation. When we arrive, the guards will take you out to one of the outer buildings. You have but one breath left in your body, Senor McCabe. And on that breath is the name of the other person who knows what I am doing.
Vernon? Vernon! Oh, what happened to you?
Valdez had his goon out here all day. What are you doing?
I'm cutting these ropes.
Why?
I will help you escape. Can you walk?
I think so.
There's a motorboat down at the dock. It has enough fuel to get you back to the city.
Why are you doing this?
Please, there isn't time.
Why?
I don't know.
Just what do you know? What has he done to you, Carla?
I slipped away from dinner. They'll notice I've gone. Come to the dock. Here's a boat. Here are the keys. And here's a gun, in case you need it. Good luck.
Aren't you coming with me?
No.
Carla.
I can't.
I am not leaving you here with him.
You have to.
Why? What kind of a hold does he have on you? He's everything you despised. Well, don't you remember?
No, I don't remember. Now go. Quickly. Your escape's been discovered. What are you doing?
You are coming with me.
No.
Get into the boat.
Please. You must take me with you. I have to stay here.
Is that the main channel up ahead?
Yes. But look, they're following us.
We'll never be able to outrun that yacht in this thing. Here, take a wheel.
What are you going to do?
They're within pistol range.
Who are you shooting at?
The pilot.
Is it Marcos?
No, I don't think so.
There
he is.
Where?
On the foredeck.
No.
Why did you hit my arm? I could have had him.
You must not kill him.
Why not?
I don't know. Only please don't kill him.
They'll overtake us.
No, they won't. There's these small channels through the islands up ahead. I'll get us to the city safely. We're safe.
It's almost dawn.
I must leave you now.
But where? You can't go back to Valdez. He knows you helped me to escape.
It's all right.
Why didn't you let me kill him when I had the chance?
I don't know.
Carla, wait a minute. Why did you help me?
I think I must have thought about what you said, that Marcos had me for a mistress because I resembled another woman. And then when I saw what he was doing to you. I'd never seen that side of him before.
Never seen? Carla, look at me. I have a friend, a doctor. He thinks you may be suffering from amnesia.
Amnesia?
We can go to his place now.
No.
But where will you go?
I don't know.
Carla.
Don't ever call me that again. Never. I'm sorry. I'll try to meet you this evening somewhere, perhaps the restaurant where we met 2 nights ago. But for now...
Carla, kiss me.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, and now, darling, I must go.
Hello. Francesca? This is Vernon McCabe in room 2120. I want to place a call to Dr. Ethan Limon.
So, he is your source.
Valdez,
I have you covered. Put down the phone. I might have suspected that meddling old busybody.
How did you get into my room?
I go where I please, Senor McCabe. My reputation from my army days precedes me. Now, move out onto your balcony. The sooner you are dispensed with, the sooner I can pay a call on Dr. Limon.
I guess you'll be glad to know I took that locket back.
What? What locket?
The one she always wore.
Give it to me.
Now.
Give it here.
And what use would you have for it?
She always treasured that locket. It is the only thing she had that I did not give her. I want to destroy it.
Well, if you want it that badly, here it is. Catch.
What? Get you.
Valdez!
I believe you have killed me, Senor McCabe. And that is too bad for us both. For now,
you will never see Carla. Yes.
What do you mean, Valdez?
Valdez! What do you mean?
Verlan, you escaped.
How?
With Carla.
Carla?
Yep. I'm meeting her tonight. I want to bring her to you, Doctor. I'm sure you can help her.
I do not think so.
What do you mean? Why not?
I have discovered something I must tell you.
What?
This woman, Carla, was beginning to intrigue me. Her apparent lack of memory. Her behavior was beginning to conform to a pattern. Yesterday, partly to give myself something to do because of my helplessness where you were concerned, I went down to the poorer section of the city to see a man I know. He is an adept in voodoo. I asked him about Valdez. He confirmed the rumors I'd heard that Valdez had developed extraordinary powers during his stay in Haiti. But then he told me something I did not know. Valdez has been banished from the religion. He is a renegade.
Why?
Because he uses the secrets of voodoo to deal in black magic, not white. Do you know what black magic in the voodoo cult includes, Vernon? The conjuring of zombies.
Zombies?
People who are raised from the dead. They are brought from the grave at night and must return to the earth each dawn.
And you think, Carla?
I spoke with the army doctor who was attached to Valdez's unit. He distinctly remembers Carla's execution. He pronounced her dead. He supervised her burial. He told me Valdez had been strongly attracted to her, and that after her death, he became obsessed with her memory. It was shortly after this that he resigned his commission and went to Haiti to learn the secrets of voodoo. I would never have believed such a thing possible.
So that's why she didn't want me to kill Valdez.
Of course not. He is the one person who can raise her. Instinctively, if not consciously, she would know that.
Oh, Doctor. Valdez is dead.
How do you know?
I killed him myself not 20 minutes ago.
What?
In self-defense.
I think it will be best if you leave Rio at once.
Oh, I can't. I'm supposed to meet Carla tonight.
Don't you understand? You won't ever see her again.
But she promised me.
Yes, before Valdez was killed. Anyway, zombies have no memory of their past lives. And they have no loyalty except to those who conjure them.
But she was the one who helped me to escape, and she was beginning to remember me.
Really? That is most uncharacteristic. But...
And she kissed me.
It is possible, Vernon, that since Valdez was killed after sunrise, she might appear one last time.
Vernon, there you are. Have you been waiting long?
Carla, you came.
Yes. I probably shouldn't have, but I wanted to.
You look beautiful.
Do I? That's gallant of you to say, but I'm feeling very strange this evening.
Strange? How?
I feel free. I don't know from what, but it's a wonderful sensation.
You are free.
But I also feel frightened, as if I were on the verge of a great loneliness. Isn't that odd? Very odd, because I almost think now we did know each other once.
We did. You know we did.
It's been a long time, though, hasn't it?
Yes.
Was I different? You're not ashamed of me, are you? Because of what I am now.
No. Carl, I'm not ashamed. I love you.
Oh, why are you crying? We're together. And I know that this strange feeling is now. I'm going on a long trip soon, aren't I?
Yes.
To some place I've never been before. Some place familiar. And you're coming with me, aren't you?
Carla.
Aren't we going together?
No. Where you're going, I can't follow.
But why? I don't understand.
Valdez.
Someone, probably one of the Russian novelists, once made the profound observation that a corpse is a corpse. But what fools these mortals be who believe this, for as we have just seen, a person can be raised from the dead, at least for a time, if only the faith is there. And speaking of raisings, I have a final question I wish to raise when I return. Marcos Valdez raised Carla from the dead by means of secret powers. Yet, as we saw, Carla was more and more coming under the influence of Vernon McCabe. Will Vernon's love and hers have the power to bring her back again from the dead? Well, it is at least a happy thought. Our cast included Michael Wager, Carol Tytel, Gordon Heath, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
And now, a preview of our next tale. There was the black door with its seal directly in front of us. I felt Michael's hand on my arm.
I don't feel well.
Michael, it's all right.
I can't go in there.
Well, I'd best knock off the seal first. I'll use my walking stick.
I can't.
I suppose Cartwright goes in first. He has the lamp. I'll follow him, and then you, Michael. What say?
I thought I had the key. None of these seem to fit.
Then we can't open it.
Michael, there's nothing to be afraid of in there.
Isn't that a joke? After 7 years, we can't open the door after all.
What do you think we should do, Mr. Albemarle? Wait.
It won't be different in the morning. It doesn't matter whether we tackle this tonight or tomorrow. There's only one thing to do. Break the door down.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.